Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, April 28th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 6¾ cents at 819, July wheat up 11½ cents, at 11.02¾, and July beans up 3¾ cents at 1696½. The corn is a new contract high. Export sales came out at 730. We didn't react too much to them, but they were bearish on corn. It was a total of 1.7 million metric tons, roughly 8½ old and 8½ new. They were looking for an average of 2.3, which is high and as high as 3.2. So we didn't get anywhere near those numbers. The wheat, 156, 32 old, 124 new. They were looking for about 350 there, so that was light. The beans were as expected, just over a million metric tons, 481 old and 580 new. We did have a new sale of beans to China, 486 old, 612 new. It was a 1,000,088 or a 1,000,001. That's a 1,000,088, so close to a 1,000,001, just to clear that up. At any rate, that sale was rumored yesterday. That's why the beans rallied yesterday so much. The talk was a 1,000,000 to 1,000,002. They got a 1,000,001, so that's right in the ballpark. But we, you know, had these weekly sales numbers, and the market really didn't budge too much. The wheat was well off its highs. Let's see. The wheat really didn't do much either after the report. It was actually a little bit, a penny or two higher. But at any rate, we didn't break off of these numbers. I think that's a reflection of the cold, wet weather that continues. It's supposed to warm up not next week, but the week after. So that'll be, you know, May 7th to the 10th. And it still gives you 2 to 3 weeks to get the corn planted, which we know that they can do. There's talk that maybe there's a little more planting going on than what's been talked about. But the market's still making contract highs. Still looks like it wants to move higher. Now, offsetting that somewhat is the dollar. It's up to 72 ticks this morning. It's at 103.68. It's been as high as 103.95. A dollar, you know, almost at 104 here. It's just way, way too high to expect anybody but the Chinese to be buying U.S. grains. We've got the metals a little bit lower here this morning. Crude oil is down 12 cents. That's not going to have much impact out here. But, you know, without this Chinese buying, I think these markets would be significantly, significantly lower than they are now. And as I've been saying, you know, maybe we would make our contract highs the last Friday of the month. We could certainly do that tomorrow in the corn. I don't think we'll do it in the wheat. We could do it in the beans, but it's a bit of a stretch. But all in all, I think we're getting, you know, within 2 weeks of the highs out here. I just don't think this market can take too much more. The funds are heavily long corn. They're long a lot of beans. So I'm just very suspicious. We generally tend to make our highs in these kind of markets in the first week or two of May and then back off. And I don't see that it's going to be any really different out here. Ukraine looks to be getting more corn and wheat in the ground than people would be thinking. So, you know, whether or not they can get it to a port and export, it remains to be seen. But the Russians are certainly selling wheat out here. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.